Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You know, it seems so hard to find real love. A love that is soft and warm. You know, there aren't many things in life that I can hold on to because I've been let down so many times. But I found it. A real joy in knowing you.
Listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Throwback Thursday. I am your host, John Fleming. Had to take you back to 1980. Music from Switch, Love, Over and Over. You know what? I'm a little out of breath because I was downstairs. I was downstairs cooking dinner for myself. And I had to run back up and get back on the board. So if I feel a little out of breath, I apologize if you guys hear all the no, but I had to do that one because I had to play that song because we just found out. I follow Bunny DeBarge on Facebook, and of course, we lost Tommy Tommy DeBarge passed away. And I want to send out all of my condolences, thoughts, and prayers to the family, to the DeBarge family. And definitely, I play a little DeBarge, a little more DeBarge tonight. So, again, rest in peace. Of course, he's up there reunited with Bobby. And if I'm not mistaken, their dad, too, passed away a while back. So, but for the next 2 hours, besides playing a little DeBarge every now and again for the next 2 hours, I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Be sure to, if you're on Facebook, make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio. And also, tell a friend. And you tell that friend and tell another friend. You know how it goes. You know how it goes. I got music on the way. We got some loose ends on the way. We got some 4x4 on the way. And I might hook some Kevin Campbell on the way. But let's go ahead and get this show started, man. I'm a big fan. I'm going to keep it mellow. Since I played Switch, it's only fair to stay with the year 1980, since that was from 1980, of course. I want to give you a mellow cut from one of my favorite albums, Hotter Than July. Of course, this is Stevie Wonder. The name of the song is called Rocket Love. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Symphonies by Buck of Rome.
listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, taking you back. 1982, that was music from DeBarge. Of course, definitely want to play some DeBarge tonight because, of course, I follow Bonnie on Facebook, and, of course, she had reported a couple of hours ago that her brother Tommy, of course, Tommy DeBarge, passed away. Again, rest in peace to Tommy DeBarge and whatnot. Before that, I had to hook up a little SOS band from 1984, Just the Way You Like It. And, of course, started off the block from Hotter Than July from 1980. Just the Stevie Wonder, Rocket Love. And, of course, can't do this show justice without my partner, Cordell Potts Jr. What's up, man? What's
hey,
going
man.
On?
So just sad to hear about Tom.
Yeah, man, it hit me when I saw Bonnie posted it. You know, she said he went on and, you know, went on and went with the Lord. So I had to, you know, definitely send my condolences to the family and whatnot. So, man, what's been going on? Oh, we think we dropped the call. We're going to get him back on, of course. Definitely going to hang out with that's my partner. So every now and then we have little technical difficulties, but definitely going back to Tommy DeBarge, man, just the DeBarge family. Of course, you cannot talk about, you know, DeBarge. Of course, you talk about Elle and whatnot and Bunny. And I mean, Tommy, amazing, if I'm not mistaken, amazing bass player. Of course, he was with the group Switch. And of course, he joined DeBarge with Bobby in the late 80s when Elle and Bunny left. So, but yeah, I wanted to get you back on. Got Wardell back on the phone lines now. So, man, what's been going on this week, man?
Well, man, this week, it's been kind of crazy around here because, you know, the guys that, you know, I live in a rural area, and I live in the rural country, and there's guys out there, you know, doing the oil thing, digging for oil. Mm-hmm. Out here in Texas, they always digging for oil, and they're kind of arrogant because they don't look for like the cables and the things that they shouldn't hit because they have so much money. They just, if we mess up, something, we'll pay for it and get it fixed. So what they did was they hit the fiber optic lines, and so many people lost internet because of that. And, you know, for them, it's not a big deal. They do it, like, twice a year, at least. And so it's like, come on, guys. And so I have been without, you know, internet until just about maybe an hour ago I got internet. And I've been without it since Tuesday. In the middle of an interview. No, it was Wednesday in the middle of my interview with the beautiful lady. You know, she is just so sad.
Oh, yeah, she's a cutie pie. I saw the picture.
Yeah, she's just as beautiful on the inside. She's such a good girl, and talking about Carrie, K-A-R-I, Carrie with a K-A-R-I, Carrie is such a sweet lady, and really enjoy working with her, interviewing her, and just at the very end of the interview is when they decided to hit the cables. And so kind of messed up the end of my interview, but we ended up, they called back in and we cleaned it up a little bit, but I wanted to go in and edit, but I couldn't. I can't do anything. It's so weird without the internet. I'm just like, it's like somebody taking your car away. Can't do anything. Can't go nowhere. Just stuff. So, but otherwise, you know, as far as music is concerned, Dynasty's release date is December the 1st for our new single. And it's on the 45. Whoa. So you're getting two songs. 45. Go buy your machines, guys. Go get the go back to old school. Go Target. Target has the record player. Go get your, and they're nice now. They're nicer. They're really nice. So go get yourself a nice little thing because a lot of artists are putting out vinyl records anyway. So we have you can do your your pre-orders in December the 1st, and so we're excited about that. And then And then in January, you could actually get the actual physical, you could actually buy the physical, it'll be in the stores, the vinyl will be in the stores. And then the second week of, 2 weeks later, you'll be able to get the digital download of the single. So getting two songs for one, and you'll be able to buy a package.
Nice.
Of, you know, shirts and hats and, you know, stuff about Dynasty with the records, vinyl and digital. So it's going to be fun, and we're looking forward. ABC is doing a great job putting this all together for us, so we're excited. Because it's been a long time. It's since the 80s. Yeah, well, actually, last year we put out... Yeah, but last year we did put a song out, and with the number two overseas, it never came out in the United States. We didn't put it out in the United States. Just like, you know, There It Is for Shalimar was released in the UK and not in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's a big hit over, you know. So we kind of did the same thing with Dynasty, and it took off. And when it tried, so people are hungry for it. We were just testing the market. And so we got to see people are hungry, and they will buy Dynasty stuff. They will listen to it. So here we go. Once again.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to it, because now you said, you know, it's on vinyl, because now original record players, they're what's in right now. And now it's so technological, as from a technological standpoint, you know, it has USB hookup and now everything is so advanced, it looks like an old record player, but it can do so many, it has so many capabilities that you know, changes with the time. So I think that's amazing. So I think you have to excuse me again. I'm letting everybody know that I'm a little out of breath because I'm going back and forth between now and downstairs. So I'm losing weight as we talk. So.
There you go. Get your workout in.
Getting my cardio on, I know. But no, man. We definitely anticipated. It's been a long time coming, man. We got to get Dynasty back, and definitely good music back all together. So, from you guys, you know, do you ever see yourself? Let me ask you this though, and do you ever see yourself as I'm the old guy now, and I got to come back and show the young kids how it's done. Have you ever kind of thought of it like that? But just the fact that you just wanna make good music and just wanna get back into it because that's your passion.
Do I ever? I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. I kind of lost you for a second.
I'm sorry.
Say it again.
I'm sorry.
Not
no,
fault,
I was. I was like, have you ever kind of looked at it like, I'm a little older now. I'm a little more seasoned. Should I come back and kind of show the kids how it's done? Because, I mean, there is a need for singing. There's a need for bands. There's a need for, you know, there's a longing for that, man. And that's what's missed out in a lot of music today. And again, I mean, have you ever kind of thought of it like that way? Or you just say, well, I just want to do what I love and just, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Well, definitely not the first way, because it's not about, that's kind of on the arrogant side. And, you know, I'm very humble.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping that the kids will let us in and, you know, and say, hey, you know, celebrate old school artists, you know, coming back out and let us be a part of their journey, because this is really their time. Kids are the ones that buy records more than anybody. So we want them to like it and accept us. And that means that they'll play it on the radio and so... We want to be a part of what's going on, not try to, you know, show somebody this is how it's done, because, you know, that's it's almost like religion. Like, you know, I'm not going to tell you, well, this is the only way you can go to heaven. You know, that's just a little arrogant. You know, everybody had a right to like what they like and choose what they choose. And so we just, like I said, we just want to get in, you know, let hopefully they'll accept us and listen to it and give it a shot. And, you know, and if they like it, yes, then it's really on. But guess what? I want to tell you something. I bought a turntable. And the turntable also has a CD player in it, and it also has a cassette player in it. A cassette player.
Wow.
So I'm like, whoa, this is pretty cool. So now I'm going to have to go, I could go and get my bag of cassettes and find some of my old songs I was working on and some of my old mixes that I had and listen to them and upload them because it's a digital output.
Exactly. See, I told you, it's just so many technological advances now, and I think, you know, to have, it's a little something old with the new. Because it's, you know, a lot of people might have just wanted, okay, we want a tape player that can upload in a computer, has a USB component, and you can upload it in your computer, or a CD player and things like that. You know, well, you know, technically CD players, computers can go ahead and do CDs, but as far as records like vinyls and cassette tapes, you took it back to cassette tapes. Just think if they start doing 8-tracks. You know, so
oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh no, I've seen the 8-track.
Wait a minute,
I've seen them.
Are you kidding me? I stand
no,
corrected.
I've seen them.
Oh my god!
Yeah, they're coming with it, man. They're coming with it. So, as a matter of fact, when I was looking at the unit, I was looking for an 8-track unit on there. But it didn't have one on there. But that's cool. That's cool. I'm just excited, man. I can't believe what's happening.
I'm excited for you, man. Can't wait for the singles to come out and whatnot. And of course, you got a little bonus music coming out also. So we're going to be on the lookout for that. And also, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com if you want to donate to the show. Also, wardellpottsjr.com. And you can donate to the show. Also, we have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio. It is all one word. So just go ahead and donate if you can. But let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I will take you back to 1984. Of course, this is from the Footloose soundtrack. This woman just, of course, she was just she's an amazing woman. Of course, we had her on the show. Hopefully, we can get her back on. This is Denise Williams. Of course, this is called Let's Hear It for the Boy. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Time. And maybe you think
we go.
Listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. Had to take you back. 1992, that was music from Teddy Riley featuring Tammy Lucas, a beautiful song from the Juice soundtrack. The name of the song is called Is It Good to You? Of course, Is It Good to You? That was a rap version, of course, produced by Teddy Riley from Heavy D and the Boys about a few months earlier. Is It Good to You? I used to love that song. That was Heavy D and the Boys. Of course, this was the R&B version of Is It Good to You, Tammy Lucas, and, of course, Teddy Riley. Teddy Riley. Teddy Riley is on Instagram acting a plum nut, if you don't mind me, saying so. Boy, he's out there spreading some conspiracy theories like I don't know what. Teddy. Come on, bro. Oh, I love that brother, but sometimes you just don't, you know. Hey. I think it's a good, healthy dialogue, I'll say. But sometimes you might be a little misinformed on the vaccines and things like that. But anyway, that's just me talking. Of course, before that, from 1992, music from Tevin Campbell, Goodbye. And, of course, started off the block, 1984, Denise Williams from the Footloose soundtrack. Going to keep this music going, man, because I have food downstairs waiting for me. So I'm sorry. I'm just saying, you know, it's one of those things like, wait a minute, I got food down there and it's still cooking. So I'm going back and forth to, you know, tend to it. And then, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going. Let's see what I can play now. I'm a big fan of that Hush sound back in the day. So you know what? Let's go back to 1983 from a gentleman by the name of Lilo Thomas. The name of the song is called You're a Good Girl. You guys keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
really needed a friend. And when the chips went down, I'm so glad you were around to help me put my life back together again. There were so many questions, and I didn't have the answers. Oh, but then you came along, yes you did, and you turned my life around, and I've been happy ever after. But I think I'm falling head over heels in love with you. My love to you I will give.
All my love to you, I will.
For once in my life, I've made up my mind that I want to spend my whole life with you. Girl, there were so many questions, and I didn't have the answer. Oh, baby, then you came.
You're listening to Solo Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. John Fleming, of course, Wardell Potts hanging out. That was music from Tony Terry from 1990. The name of the song is called Head Over Heels. Of course, before that, 1982 from the album, if I'm not mistaken, Brilliance. Music from Atlantic Star. The name of the song is called Love Me Down. Of course, started off the block from 1984. Music from Lilo Thomas, You're a Good Girl. Of course, we got about 50 minutes left, so we got plenty of time. I'm jamming with you. I'm hanging out. It is all good. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. So make sure you guys tune in and hang out with us. Hang out with us every Thursday on Soul Out Records Radio. That's what we do. Myself, Wardell Potts. Then, of course, tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Of course, he's on the West Coast doing what he do. Of course, that is he's playing a lot of great hip-hop, and he's playing a lot of great funk music. So I love the show. I love it, love it, love it. Let's go ahead and keep this show going, man. Y'all don't hear me talk. So give you some New Jack Swing from 1991. This is music from today. The name of the song is called I Got the Feeling. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
The new formula, you know what I'm saying? Got a feeling, and we're dealing. Check it out, y'all. Here we go.
I'm not afraid to
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, of course, Wardell Potts Jr. That was music from Joe Tex from 1977. Name of the song is called Ain't Gonna Bump No More With No Big Bad Woman. Before that, had to hook up some I Want You, of course, from, I think, 1976, if I'm not mistaken, from the late, great Marvin Gaye, and, of course, started off the block today. 1991 gave you a little new jack swing. Called I Got the Feeling. Got about another 34 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. If you can't tune in live, you can catch the playback on Facebook. You can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, and let me hear what you got to say. Hear your comments. All good, bad, in the middle. You can go to SolarRecordsRadio.com and also WardellPottsJr.com. You want to get some cool merchandise from Solar Records Radio. It is all good. And if you want to donate to the show, definitely, we definitely encourage that too. I also want to remind you, we do have a cash app, Solar Records Radio, all one word, or $ Solar Records Radio. And every little bit helps, man. Thank you, everybody for donating and getting the chance to support the show that way. So anyway, let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. I'm going to mellow it out. I'm going to slow it down. I got to give you a classic from this brother right here, Little Blue-Eyed Soul from the Cool Relax album. This is music from John B. Everybody know this one. This is called They Don't Know. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Oh,
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Throwback Thursday Night. I'm your host, Don Fleming. That was music from Johnny Gill. Of course, from the New Jack City soundtrack from 1991. That is I'm Still Waiting. And, of course, before that, from 1987, gave you a little underground group. Had a great summer, 87. It went by the name 4x4. Name of the song was called Come Over. Of course, that was my 8th grade homecoming song, you know, going into that that fall of 87. So, yeah, I was going into the 8th grade. So, yeah, that was Come Over by 4x4. And, of course, started off the block from 1997-1998. Music from John B. Give You a Little Blue Eyed Soul from the Cool Relax album, They Don't Know. Got about another 18 minutes. We're at the home stretch. So I got some, I still got a little more jamming to do with you. So make sure you guys tune in to, if you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook and like the page, tell a friend to like the page, tell a friend, friend to like the page, and so on. So, but hey, we're going to go ahead and keep this music going, man. And I am a big fan of this song. I grew up on this song. It was a great song. Of course, give you a classic. You guys hear it in the background. 1986, this is Tom X Social Club. The name of the song is called Rumors. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Very hard to resist.
Solar Records Radio. Of course, I had to hook that up. That was another DeBarge song. Name the song is called I Like It. Before that, I had to hook up a little Timex Social Club from 1986 called Rumors. Of course, we got about another 8 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and hanging out with me. But fret not, tonight, 11 p.m., of course, you got a triple threat. That is the third part of the triple threat. Every Thursday, of course, we have old school. You know what? Since I got Wardell here, tell the people what we have on Thursday, because, again, we got that triple threat. We have three shows on a Thursday. Talk a little bit about the earlier show. You switched it up, too, a little bit.
Yeah. We chopped it up a little bit about relationships, the first part of the show, and just talking about, you know, love and when you get to that point where you – you know, if you're going out with someone or you're in a relationship with someone, and and you share that you love them, and they don't feel the same way, or they don't come back the same way. Like, how do you deal with that? And it was it was a good conversation in regards to it, because some people are very nervous about, you know, sharing the fact that, you know, they have feelings for someone because they've been hurt before. And so they hold back. They don't share their feelings as much as others that haven't been in that situation. So if you tell someone that you love them, or if you know that you love someone, you have to really mean it, because just saying it means nothing. It's all about, you know, being patient with that other person, helping them through a tough situation, loving them through a tough situation. It's like having good insurance or bad insurance. When you tell someone, like, you know how it is, when you have bad insurance, you get in a car accident and then nobody there to help you. It's just bad. They say they can't do this and can't do that. But when you have good insurance, they right away get you a rental car. And then they start taking care of you, helping you get to make sure all the stuff goes down. But they want to make sure that you are not feeling abandoned in the situation, and they take care of you. And so that's what love is supposed to do. Love, when somebody tells you that they love you, or when you tell someone you love them, make sure that you really mean that. That is so important, because love is not just about, you know, I want to be with you and I want to hold you. Love. It got a lot of things to cover, like maybe being home by yourself while your wife is away, taking care of family. Love is a responsibility that comes with loving someone. So really be careful about just throwing it out there, and don't use it as a ploy to get something, but use it as a token of God's grace to you and how he's taking care of you. And now you want to take care of someone else, you know. So anyway, so that's what the first part was about. And then I went to my old school, mix, and had a good time with that. And now here's Don doing his version. So thank you.
And you know what? It's my fault, because it's my fault. Let me just say this, you know. I gotta hang out with you. I didn't get a chance to do it today or yesterday, because I've been so busy. Got a couple of things on my plate, but I apologize. But I got to get back into the swing of things, because, number one, I'm out of shape, because I'm going back and forth, up and down these stairs, losing my breath on the air. They hear me breathing hard. But no, I got to get back on here with you and hang out with you and everything. So tomorrow, check this out. Tomorrow I'm going to hang out with you for, of course, celebrating the legacy of Solar. Of course, it is the beginning of the Solar Weekend, celebrating the legacy, the music, artists, all that good stuff. So you never know who's going to call in. I'm going to call in and hang out with them. So I just want to go ahead and say that in advance. So all the listeners out there, I am back. I am back.
You never know who may be there.
Yeah. You never know. So guys, also. Oh, see, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
But guys, tune in tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, you got Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack every Thursday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Of course, he's on the West Coast, so he's going to do it like it's going to be like 8 o'clock out there. So, but again, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you tune in and check out. He's got an eclectic mix of funk and hip-hop, and definitely a great show. And I love the brother. I love his accent, man. He is truly West Coast, man.
He is into his art, man, and I love him for that. He is so into it.
Well,
he is a character.
Oh, man, he is. But you know what, man? I started off the show with a Switch song. I'm going to go ahead and end the show with a Switch song. Of course, I just want to send my condolences to the DeBarge family. Of course, rest in peace. Just found out Tommy DeBarge passed away. I wanted to close it out, taking you back to 1980. And of course, you guys know this Switch song. It's called I Call Your Name. You hear Bobby talking in the beginning, but you hear me talking. But anyway, any final words, Wardell, before we go?
Thank you. I really enjoyed the show, and thanks for doing it. And I apologize for the internet things that we have that's happening here. But, you know, God is good and he's faithful, and I'm blessed because of it. Thank you guys so much for being a part of Solar Records Radio and hanging out with Don Fleming as well. And may God protect you and have a blessed and beautiful weekend.
Wow. Definitely. You heard it. Well, guys, you guys have a good one. Stay tuned tonight, again, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My man, Goldie Mac, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slapjack from Wardell Potts. I am Don Fleming. We will see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, have a safe and blessed Thursday evening. Good night, guys.
Good night.
Man, I know we got to know we have a problem.